will always be around.
Good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
We're in a battle. The battle is against God's intentions and God's plan. The Bible says, from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. And a violent take it, grab a hold of it by force. We don't battle in the flesh, but we battle in the spirit. If you're sick in your body, if you're oppressed, if you're broke, if you're in poverty, that spirit that is fighting you in the physical realm has spiritual tentacles or connections. But you can't see it in the natural. You see the effects of its battle against you in the natural. But in the spiritual realm, where you are not, where you don't go, where you don't stay, these powers are constantly attacking you. But the way you can win in these spiritual battles is by revelation knowledge. When God gives you a word of knowledge, a word of revelation, to show you the conflict that is going on. And that's how you can win. Now, everybody say, the glory is here. Say it again. One more time. So because the glory is here, the sick are going to be healed. Because the glory is here, the oppressed are going to be set free. Bible says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and his glory is risen upon thee. So we're not here to witness man. We're here to witness God. We're not here to witness the work of a man, but we're here to witness the work of God. It says in verse 2, listen to this. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. So people are covered in darkness. God showed me that before, where I could see this theater, and there was a congregation, and there were people all over, but only a few of them had light. The rest were all in darkness. So the devil is not impressed about churchgoers. What scares the devil is when the glory of God is upon them. Listen to this. The devil is not intimidated by songs people sing without the glory, because they can't shake his deception. What scares the devil and puts him into the state of terror is the glory. He says, for behold, a darkness shall cover the earth. This is God's word. And gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. How does the Lord manifest himself and bring glory to his name? This is when his glory is seen upon thee. For his glory shall be seen upon thee. It says, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Wow. And the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes around about and see all. They gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be announced at thy side. Kings. When he talks about kings, he's not talking about just physical kings. Wicked kings also. losing battle and territory because of the glory that's upon thee. We have authority to disarm the enemy, to disarm structures of terror, structures of destruction, deceptions of hell that work against the believer. We have authority to command a change and a shift in the atmosphere, in the natural, affecting the spiritual governments and structure. Follow me closely here. This is a spiritual battle, not a physical battle. It's what? Spiritual. God, to use you, God, to empower you, you must believe. You must be empowered. You must be anointed. For the glory of God to be released, people must be willing to rebuke, confront, disarm, disengage the darkness. Lift your hands up and say, Lord, I want your light to shine in me, in Jesus' name. Now watch this. Darkness. Why does it cover the people? So they cannot see, or they cannot manifest Christ. So this darkness comes to cover you. So what is within you? For the glory rises from within you to come forth. So darkness is religious mindsets, witchcraft mindsets, depositions of the hell that control people, pride, rebellion, antichrist, religion, unbelief, all this power block your perception. So you can't hear, you can't see, you cannot function. The spirit of poverty is a control spirit. It controls people's minds towards, you know, finances. So they're afraid. Debt is a manipulation. It's a control. It's a power that intimidates. It is structured by hell to block you from reaching out to God. So when you're in poverty, you are always thinking about, how am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to take up, you know, pay off my student loan? How am I going to pay this debt? How am I going to... You see, that's not God's will for you to be in poverty or broke. God says he shall supply your need according to his riches and glory, because he knows the system of this world is controlled by the structure of the demonic forces that control people's lives, even perception when it comes to finances. Now, you have to understand that money is not God's problem. He has given you access to money, not because money is your source, but he has given you access to money because it can work as a favor tool. Someone say amen. It can activate and clear things and work things out. But God is your source. So if your bank is not looking positive, it doesn't mean that God's will is for you to be bound in that area. Let me talk about money for a few seconds. Somebody say, in the glory, money is not a problem. Come on, say one more time. In the glory, money is not a problem. You see, why I'm talking about money is because most of you need physical healing, but also you need financial breakthrough. So the devil wants you to live from paycheck to paycheck. Everybody say paycheck to paycheck. That's limited. If God has given you a dream, if you're going to finance the gospel, your paycheck to paycheck is a limitation. It is a roadblock. It's something you turn it into a stepping stone. Look at it as something that God has given you as a transition point, and believe God for bigger, greater, and mighty things. Can I amen with that? So you can take care of your family, so you can support the work of God, so you can be an instrument in the works, in the hands of God, that God can use. So when darkness comes, it targets three areas. It targets your faith. Once your faith has been targeted, you doubt and you live in fear. Fear is the number one problem in people's lives today. The absence of the glory is the presence of fear. When the glory is present, fear will not function. When the glory is present, fear is not a factor. When the glory is present, faith is the factor. God says, fear not, for I am with you. I will never leave you, not forsake you. So debt is a tool that facilitates the atmosphere of fear. Someone said, Father, speak to me. Say it again, Father, speak to me. Say it again, Father, speak to me. So when we're in fear and doubt, we can't give. We can't trust God. We're always worried. Your marriage is going to be in stress because you look at all the things. They're going to cut off your light bill. They're threatening to kick you out of the apartment. Or they're threatening to sell your home. You know, all these problems. You keep getting angry letters coming to you. It's a problem of the world. It should not be a problem of the believer. If the economy is bad, that's for the world, not for the believer. God says he shall supply your need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. So God gives us faith. God gives us provision. God empowers us to believe him for divine what? Provision. Somebody say amen. Listen to this before I finish. Number two, the enemy attacks this area. I told you, he attacks your faith. Number two, he attacks your passion. Your passion for God. Once your passion for God is attacked, when you're broke, your passion for God could be attacked severely because you think about things that have to do with your upkeep and your personal needs. And God says, I want to bless you. So the blessings does not have a measure. God's blessing comes beyond what? Measure. You can't limit it. God ever said the word abundancy. Say that word louder. Abundancy. Say, God is more than enough. Abundancy is his way of thinking. So God wants to give you abundancy. Not only does God want to heal you, but he wants to give you abundancy. Overflow. Everybody say overflow. Overflow. So when your finances are attacked, it causes stress. When there's stress in your life. Now, there's a lot of millions that are stressed because they have a poverty spirit in them. But you have to think about this in your heart. The enemy wants to stress you, mess up your blood pressure, and mess up every other area of your life because he's attacking you through that open door that you must close. How do you close this door? In prayer and trust. Everybody say, the ground carries my harvest. I have to command the ground to release my harvest. You can't command the ground to release your harvest if there is no seed in the ground. There have to be seed in the ground for the harvest to be released. How do we place seed in the ground? When we give. How do we place seed in the ground? When we give. Everybody say give. Now, if you're believing God for a breakthrough in your finances, you have to sow seed in the ground, not sparingly, but abundantly, in faith, not in doubt, not grudgingly, but in boldness. And that's how you trigger the breakthrough. Debt is a curse. God says, he who is in Christ is free from the curse. If you're born again, the curse of debt has no right to claim you. You can break it off. Now, it doesn't mean the devil's not going to try to claim you. When a viper jumped on Paul, he shook his hand and the viper fell in fire. The devil's going to try to fight you. Hey, if you want to win, you got to fight back. You want to walk out of the wheelchair, get up and walk. You want your eyes to see, start to see. Say, I can see, I can see. Don't just wait for something to happen magical. No, it's not magical. You got to decree and say, God, thank you for opening my eyes. I can see, I can see. Begin to desire, begin to speak it, begin to expect it, begin to want it, begin to dream it, begin to yearn for it. It will manifest. If you can talk, you're going to talk tonight. Begin to decree. Open your mouth. If you can't say Jesus, say Jesus is going to come out. Somebody say hallelujah. Can somebody help that young man, please? Ashes, thank you. God bless you. Ashes, please. Thank you. God wants to bless us. Everybody say bless us. Leave him and say, I'm blessed. Say it again. Say louder. Say with authority. Say it like you believe it. Say it like you know it. Say louder. Say with authority. Say like you believe it. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Lift your hands up and say, no weapon formed against me. Say with authority, shall prosper. Now, you have to believe that you're blessed. When God commanded Abraham to leave the land of his fathers, he never gave him a $20,000 credit card. Somebody say hallelujah. He didn't say, here's your credit card. Go to the land. I'll show you there. I'll bless you. Oh, God, I got a proof. So what is the proof? Oh, I got a deposit in my savings of $1 million. Now I can go preach in America. No. You have to believe. When you take the first step, God takes the second step and the third step and the fourth step and the fifth step. That's how the blessing works. It's important for every believer here to know that finances are not God's problem. It's the pagan, the non-believer problem, not for the believer. So the wealth of the wicked is laid for the righteous. If I say the wicked are working for me, I'm going to get it. So God's going to give you ideas. God's going to open doors for you. God's going to speak to atmospheres to change. When we're in the glory, we experience the abundance. When we're in the glory, we experience the overflow. When we're in the glory, time is not a factor. That's why you see in some of our services, we have seen people lose 20 pounds, 10 pounds instantly of weight lifted off their body. Just like that. Why? Because they're in the glory. That's not a factor. Time is not a factor. God just moves immediately. That's why Jesus stepped in the boat, and fish came from everywhere instantly. That's why the man who had lost his mind, instantly got his mind back. Somebody say amen. That's why God opened a door here instantly yesterday, right here. When I commanded the ear to open, God opened it. That's the God I'm talking about. When you're in the glory, things happen. Amen. Death leaves and something begins to happen. Sometimes God will do gradually. Sometimes you'll do instantly. See, when healing begins to manifest in your life, this is when most people lose it. If sometimes God is going to do an instant manifestation whereby you see right there, boom, it's in your face. But sometimes it's gradual. So people get discouraged when they receive prayer and they don't see an instant body or physical manifestation. Well, nothing happened. No, something happened. But it is now gradually manifesting. So what you do, you begin to speak it, your mouth opens and say, I got it. I know it is here. God did it for me. Somebody say amen. That's how the Lord works sometimes. Amen. Sometimes it may take 4 days, 5 days, 4 hours, 12 hours, 6 days, because the Lord's healing power has begun to shift things. So you don't speak what you see, you speak what you know. You don't speak what the natural tells you. You speak what the word of God says. I know who I am in Christ. And I know what God says. So I walk in it. Somebody say amen. When you walk in the glory, something happens in your life. It could be instant. It could be gradual. But something happens. Somebody say amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Sometimes miracles could happen within seconds. Sometimes within a month. But it happens. The Lord come through, fulfills his word, his promise, what he said he's going to do. He will do it regardless of how long it takes. Amen. So when I begin to decree and declare debt cancellation, say, I believe and I receive it. When I decree money in your bank, say, I believe and I receive it. Say, yes. Say money in the bank, I believe and I receive it. When I speak it, when I say checks in the mail, you say, I believe and I receive it. That's what happens. As you activate your faith in the glory, the Lord can shift how things are flowing to your favor. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. When you have favor before the Lord, God will win every battle for you. That's how the Boaz story came through. Somebody say amen. That's how we see Mordecai and Esther situation. We see all things happening in the Bible. Hallelujah. God's favor, the Lord feeding the thousands. He fed 5,000 people with just little bread and fish. He took the little that he had and fed the thousands. Why? Because he gave thanks to God. Somebody say, in the glory, there are no limits. No. Say it with authority. Say it louder than me. Say it like you believe it. Why is there no limit? Because God spoke and said, let there be light, and light was. The same God that said, let there be light, he can say, come out of
poverty and you will come out of poverty. Change your mindset. Stop thinking that you're going to live that life forever. Get ready for something bigger, something greater is about to manifest in your life. Stop entertaining thoughts of doubt and unbelief and fear. Begin to entertain thoughts of faith. Expect a miracle. Expect a deliverance. Expect a transformation. Somebody, hallelujah. If he did it before, he'll do it again. If he made a crippled man walk, he'll make you walk. If he healed somebody from HIV, he can heal you from HIV too. Somebody, hallelujah. If he can raise the dead, he can revive your finances. Most believers believe that they should be broke. They believe they should be broke to go to heaven. No, God never said be broke to go to heaven. Being broke doesn't mean that you're holy. There is a lot of broke people that are not holy. So being broke doesn't mean that you are not holy, or you're holy, or you're perfect. Some people are afraid, Lord, don't bless me because I don't want to backslide. What do you mean? The blessing doesn't come to make you backslide. It comes to make you shine Christ. Watch this before I finish. I need 2 minutes of your time. When God has blessed you, you don't beg. I do not beg. No. I talk to God. I pray. I ask. He answers me because he promised me. People think that when they come to God with self-pity, they're going to get his attention. You get his attention when you have faith. I want to teach you how to walk in faith and to activate the manifestation of what you're believing God for in your life in every area. How many of you want a financial breakthrough? How many of you want supernatural debt cancellation? Let me share this testimony. This woman that came to our service, I told people, bring all your bills, and they brought their bills, and I prayed, broke the curse of poverty, and decreed supernatural bill pay. She received a supernatural bill pay. Watch this. Of a bill that was over $3,000 of FPL, and God helped her clear that off. Another one had a debt. She had to pay court fines with a judge of $10,000. If she didn't pay that money, she was going to go to jail for 10 years because of the fines and everything. And when she walked into the judge's courtroom, favor came upon her, and the judge said, case dismissed, you don't have to pay no money. Somebody said, that is God. How is he able to do things like that? Because when you walk in the glory, he can change everything about you. Stop doubting. Stop limiting God. Stop complaining. But reach out by faith and receive your miracle. When we are in the glory, we do not beg. I've never seen a righteous forsaken, or he said, begging for bread. Your children will not beg. For all of you who have children, say, my children will not beg. And those who have no children, lay hands on your belly and say, my children will not beg. God will provide for all of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Say with authority, I am not broke. I am not poor. I am a believer. Somebody say, amen. Let me tell you something here. Believers must walk in the abundance. We got to reach the lost. We got to walk in class. We got to walk in style. Scream, I believe and I receive it. We got to carry the authority. Someone say amen. As we decree and declare, thy kingdom come. We got to decree that with authority, with wisdom, excellency. Somebody say excellency. Believers must have the best education. So what do you mean by that? Our children must perform the best in school. Say amen. The best grades. Hallelujah. The best basketball shooter in America is Steph Curry. He's a believer. Somebody say hallelujah. And every time he shoots, he said, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. How about if that was your kid? Somebody say amen. Say, Lord, let your light shine through me in the mighty name of Jesus. We must have believers in the White House. We must have believers in the courthouse. We must have believers in the doctor's office. We must have believers in every location, in the banks. We must, come on, say, believers, take over right now. Change your mindset. Somebody say, game over. I'm not broke anymore. Look at some of a neighbor. I resign from poverty. Come on, say one more time. Say, I resign from poverty. Can I hear some symbols as I say that? I resign from poverty. No, no, you said like you don't. Come on, say it louder. Say it one more time. I don't want to lose my voice. Come on, say it louder. Say it louder. Say it one more time. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus, every curse of poverty, every mindset of poverty, depart from me right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Give a shout of praise. Somebody say hallelujah. Listen to this. I need your attention, please. Pay attention. Watch this. A miracle does not come in a shadow. You saw what he meant by that. It comes in the glory. The shadow carries it, but does not produce it. Let me show you how it works. This is how it works. The shadow of Peter healed the sick. It wasn't Peter that was healing the sick or his shadow. It was the glory that was on the shadow. If we're gonna win the world to Christ, we have to know how the glory works. When you're submitted to Christ, everything in you manifests Christ. When you're not submitted to Christ, then you can't manifest what you're not submitted to. And I want to finish by saying this. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, you're going to get to know him today. I'm going to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart as your Lord and Savior. So you can be in the book of life. It's the glory that heals the sick. You see what he meant by that? Jesus did things 2,000 years ago. The same power that he walked in, he's here. When we're in his presence, miracles happen. I've seen cancers dissolve. I've seen people receive death cancellation within moments. I've seen HIV dissolve, removed. I've seen goiters removed. I've seen tumors leave. Why? Because the glory is present. There's someone in this room, or in this room right here. You're on the sixth row. Where's Barry? Who's here? Where's Barry? Is Barry here? Not here. Who's around? Caesar, come. Can you walk and walk to the sixth row? Count the rows. One, start going. One, two, count those rows. Once you reach number six, stop. There's somebody on the sixth row right there. Is that the sixth row? You have a headache. Come here quickly. Get up. You're the first demonstration for tonight. In that row where the brother is standing. You got a headache. Get up quickly. That's how God moves. Quickly catch it. You have a... You say, how does he know? The Lord speaks to me. I know. So get up quickly and come. I hope you understand. You got the radio and you know what I'm saying. Come for the manifestation. You're on the sixth row and you have a headache. Get up quickly. Quickly get up and come here. I want to show you what it happens when we're in the glory. Someone say amen. Where is that person? Watch this. As the glory is released, everybody say the glory is released, miracles explode. Miracles explode. That's what, Brother Caesar, right there. That's where he is. Where is that person with a headache? Get up and come here quickly. Okay. Can you say that on the microphone? Give me a microphone quickly. I want to make sure. They're there. Oh, we don't need that. We're good. They're there. I knew it.
Come up, come up. Come up. Watch this. Ever say the glory. Say with authority. The glory. Say louder. Is here. Say one more time. Say louder. How long have you had this headache? How long have you had this headache? You guys got to be ready.
Well, I've been having it for a while because I do have issues going on.
So you know God is going to take it out now. Are you ready for that? You know,
yes.
Do you believe God can take it out right now?
Yes.
All right, watch this. You have issues going on. God is going to fix all of them now. All right. Because the glory is upon me right now in the spirit, I am going to manifest something here. Not me, but the glory of God is going to manifest it. Because I'm submitted to him and the glory of God is here. This woman is going to be healed instantly from a headache. She won't be able to find it. Now, this kind of things, God shows you that when he's present, they happen. You can receive your miracle, whatever it is, instantly or gradually when you believe. Because God is here to fix it. We're in the glory. So this, say, where's the microphone? Where's the microphone? Stay right here, brother. Put it in the mouth. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I'm walking into the glory.
I'm walking into
his
glory, of his presence.
And my miracle.
And my miracle
is here.
Is here.
I'm taking it with me.
I'm taking it with me.
All right, stand in the shadow right here. That's my shadow. Stand right there. Stop and close your eyes. She came for a miracle, and she's taking it right now. Now lift up your hands and close your eyes. Where you're standing is in the glory. How did I know she was on a sick floor? I never came with her. She never spoke to me. God knows our problems, and he can fix them when we believe. It is gone. Your headache is gone. You're totally free. Now look for it. Move your head. Start doing, just look, check yourself. Keep looking. Stand right here. Look at them. And search for it. Begin to touch yourself. Watch that miracle happen. That's in the glory. I want the sister right there. Can you walk with Brother Caesar? Go down and walk and tell him to stop. Thank you. Walk all the way up there. Begin to check yourself. Talk to her, please, while I'm right there. Yes. Yes. Glory to God. Keep going. Keep going. You got to move faster because I got to do this fast. I got 3 minutes to do this. It's a demonstration of the sermon. Keep going. Don't stop. Go, 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 go. Stop. Now, walk in. Walk in. Keep going. Keep going. Stop right there. Come here. Bring her. As I was praying for her, the Lord spoke to me about you. Bring her right here. Let's clap to Jesus for that. Come here. What's your name?
Angeline.
I see you smiling. Why are you smiling?
I feel better.
Angel feels better. God bless you. Hallelujah. Who did this for you?
Jesus.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Serve him all the days of your life, okay? God bless you. She says she feels better. You don't smile unless God has done something for you. Amen. What's your name?
Sophie's Desire.
When you were standing there, when you sit there, when I was praying for her, the moment I looked at you, it became like a sharp focus. It zoomed in right into you. And I'm going to prophesy over your life. Something unique is about to happen to you. Can somebody watch you? Sometimes my ashes be slipping. They don't know. It's already happening. Because you have a good heart and you've been faithful, loving God, even when things were hard and tough on you. Watch the pot, please. You never gave up. You continue to love God. You continue to seek Him. You continue to remain faithful. The curse of poverty is broke off your life totally. Bring her right here. Bring her right here. Can I have a female usher? Get down. I decree and I declare a new day over you. I decree and I declare favor. I see a new season coming to you. God's going to give you a car, a better car than what you have. I saw something white and beautiful you're going to own. Not only that, but you're also going to have a breakthrough with the accommodation. Watch it, watch it. It's done. What you see is supernatural deliverance. Instant. It's done. To God be glory. You can lay it down. Brother Jeffrey, give me something. Oh my goodness. You should know what to do right now. Give you praise. Give you praise. Give you praise. Give you praise. I give you praise. If you don't know Jesus in your heart, say after me, Lord Jesus. Repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. Today I decree and I declare that I am born again in Jesus' name. If you made a commitment to Christ, now you're born again. Stay in Christ and don't walk away from Him. Let me pray for those that have given their life to Jesus. Father, I pray that those that have given their life to Jesus will stay in Christ and will not walk away. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Somebody here, you had an accident and your shoulder is in pain. Your right side of your shoulder, you had an accident. Come here. Stand right there. When did you have this accident? When did you? Can you bring the mic, please, brother? Thank you. Now hold on, please.
15.
You had the accident on
9/11/15.
2015. And where's the pain?
Oh, it's controlling me so bad.
All right.
I can't function. I can do nothing.
You believe God's going to fix it right now?
That's why I came.
Glory to God. That's why she came.
That's why I came. I was in Tampa for surgery 12 days ago.
Yes.
They asked for $12,000 on my part for my insurance to pay $13,000. And at the door of the surgery, entering the surgery room, they reversed it to a surgery of 106 to 130 for my insurance and additional $19,000 for me. I asked to enter a payment plan. They declined the payment plan. If I could do 6 months on paying the fee, they said it was to be cash on my side. And they sent me back home after spending a week.
In Tampa.
That's correct. That's the Laser Spine Institute of Tampa.
And they sent you back home with the pain and with everything.
Oh my God. It's worse. It's worse.
What, Jesus, do something for you? Come on the stage. When the doctors send you home, Jesus takes over. When the doctors send you home, Jesus takes over. Worship medley, please, Jeffrey. Thank you. Stand right there. What happened? When was this accident? I need my mic. Thank you, brother.
July 11, 2013.
July 11, 2013. Find Jeffrey, please. I need worship medley. Thank you. Where? Where's the pain?
It dislocates. Like, my shoulder has never been the same ever since then. It just, like, sometimes it stops hurting, sometimes it hurts really bad. And, like, it's, even so now, like, I can hear the cracking. It's dislocating.
It's still hurting, eh? God is going to fix it. What about you? When you have an accident?
Since I was sick, after that, I feel, you know, all the time.
So, Brother Jeffrey, got to stay there, please. I need help. Thank you.
By years ago.
Okay. Killer. Come right here. So was she? No, you come right here. Was she in an accident?
This year.
You were in an accident this year?
Where's Caesar?
Car accident.
Car accident.
Caesar not here.
The pain was. I still have pain. Okay.
Stretch your hand out like this. Just the one in pain. Is it both or one? Stretch it out. Stretch it out. Caesar, stand behind her. Stand behind her. Stretch your right hand out. She said the right hand, right? Not both. Just. Not up, like this. Thank you. Watch the glory of God move here.
Lord, I will worship you, praise unto your name.
So, since you had the accident in 2015, the insurance can only cover something, and the hospital want to take care of you because you
humbly kneel before your throne in worship. I adore.
Send you home.
At the door of the surgery, they said that I'm so damaged that the surgery will cost my insurance $130,000 more.
Watch this. The Lord spoke to me to tell you this, that as you believe and surrender to Him, He's going to fix it right now for His glory.
It's so big, it should cost $200,000.
It's going to cost you nothing because God's going to fix it right now. So I believe.
I believe.
And I receive.
And I receive it.
Both of your hands. Begin to thank Him. Stand behind her, please. Can I have somebody else stand behind her? She can be dropped. Stand behind her, please.
Be exalted in this place as we stand in awe and worship. Lamb of God.
Jesus. Can you stretch your hands to God and say, Lord, be glorified. God fixed us already. Now the Lord is going to, one of you guys back up. He got it. Thank you. The Lord is fixing yours. So thank you, Jesus. So thank you, Jesus, for fixing me, fixing my arm and taking the pain out. Confess those words. Say those words. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For fixing my arm and my shoulder from accidental pain. In Jesus' name. Now close your eyes. Right there in the glory, the Lord is doing a creative miracle. It's fixing your bone instantly. It's being fixed right now. All the pain is gone. You won't find no more pain. What's the problem here?
She was in an accident February 18th of this year. She has two shoulder pain in both shoulders. Can you stretch both arms?
She was in an accident. And
this year.
Both arms?
Both arms, shoulders are in pain. Both arms, yes.
Well, God is going to fix both. God's no respect of persons. I call for right. God can do more than that. Right there. The Lord is say this. I'm in the glory zone. I'm in the glory zone. Just keep your hands out. Right now.
Right now.
I receive. A creative miracle. God is creating. And fixing my pain.
It's gone.
In Jesus' name. Now close your eyes. Watch. We cannot choreograph this. We didn't practice this. I never seen this woman before. This is my first time to see her. But the Lord is doing it for her right now.
That's the glory. Jesus, fix those bones. Take the pain out right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
I need my oil, Barry. It's going to fix everything. So I surrender my pain. Get ready. Can you bring a chair?
$1,000 to pay for the surgery.
Jesus is here. Fill the house. Watch the Lord move. Have I'm gonna pray for you now. You ready?
Yes.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I need a miracle. I believe and I receive it. The doctors could not fix my situation because they're men, and I did not have the insurance to cover the entire expense. But you are my blessed assurance. I believe and I receive it. Fix my back and my shoulder and take the pain out. And Lord, deliver me from all this pain in Jesus' name. I believe and I receive it. Now have a seat on this chair gently. Stretch your hands for this woman as I pray for her. Stretch your hands. Father, in the glory of your presence, miracles happen. Start the healing process and fix all the pain and remove it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pain, go! Lord, remove the shoulder pain right now in Jesus' mighty name. And all the electricity, electric pain, whatever witchcraft attack, pain, whatever it is in the spiritual realm, Lord, fix it. Give me your right hand. May the Lord resurrect you right now. Say, my hand is alive. In Jesus' name. Now you're in the glory now. Watch what you say. You're in the glory. I'll be back. Your tongue is anointed now. You're in the glory zone. Watch what you say. Watch what you say. Stay right there. Begin to thank God. Could you walk with her? Tell her to begin thanking God. Woman, thou art loose. The pain is gone. Now, I want you to do this. Give me your right hand. I believe and I receive it. I believe it and I receive it. In Jesus' name. Now begin to check yourself. Look for the pain. Begin to look. You pick them up, please. Caesar, have a check with you. Look for the pain.
Lamb of God, be
gently.
I will worship you in spirit.
Gently.
I will worship you.
In the shoulder, isn't that right? Caesar, the shoulder. Eh? Thank you. Now it's your shoulder. Begin to look for the pain. Do this. Look for the pain. Start to look. Everybody, believe God for your miracle. Look for the pain. Look for the pain. Do your hand like this. Is it gone? Where's the other mic? Can somebody else grab the mic? Let's talk to her. How do you feel? Hold the microphone. It's my fault.
I feel good. I don't feel any pain.
No more pain. God bless you.
Thank you.
Check out. What? Talk to me. Talk to me.
To do.
How does she feel? Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. How does she feel in her shoulder?
She feel good in the shoulder.
So she feel good in the shoulder. Hallelujah. No more pain in the shoulder. But what?
On the back.
I didn't pray for the back. I prayed for the shoulder.
I told you that.
When you go in a buffet line, if you go to the fruit and salad section, amen, you fill up your plate with fruit and what? Salad. After you finish that, you go back and get what? The sauce and every other thing you want to get, a chicken, whatever, amen. Somebody say hallelujah. So how do you feel good in the shoulders?
Yeah, my back is better.
But the shoulder good?
Shoulder, yes.
Shoulder's good?
Yes.
Glory to God. Said Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For fixing. My shoulders.
My shoulder.
Now I ask you. To fix. My back. In Jesus' name. I believe. And I receive it. Now bend up and down 7 times. Bend. No. Just like this. 7 times. Up and down 7 times. Now tell us how you feel. You feel good?
Yes.
All the pain is gone?
Yes.
She said, all the pain is gone. Can you give me the shot? I need a shot. They can't find you. Turn around. Turn around. Look at the crowds. Stand behind her, gentlemen. Tell him, how do you feel? Oh, the pain is gone?
Yes.
Who did this for you?
I worship you, Lord.
Now let's find out by the back, because she's in the glory buffet line. Let's find out by the back. Hey guys, you gotta be the spirit. You can't drop people. Thank you. How do you feel?
I feel good.
She feel good. Wait. How long have you had this problem?
I have that problem since 2013, but I just got a car accident. This year again add to my problem, so I have more problem in my body. As a young person, I'm always in pain every single day in my life.
No more pain! No more pain!
Exalted in this place.
Turn around.
As we stand in awe and worship.
And tell him I am free.
I'm free. In the name of Jesus.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Exalted, I told you, we are in the glory zone. And God is doing miracles right now. In the glory zone. Someone say amen. God is doing miracles in the glory zone right now. Hallelujah. So, Brother Caesar, I want you to talk to those people and find out whether they came for what I called for. Thank you. All my guys, you know what I expect. What's happening there? What's happening?
This is the first time in 12 years. Can you bend down for us, Anthony? First time in 12 years she's been able to do this. In 12 years, you need a shout for Jesus! Tell us, when's the last time you did that? How long ago?
It's so far back.
Oh, God. God be the glory. Hallelujah.
She can't even remember the last time she could bend down and touch her toes.
Why don't you give Jesus a clap
offering? She is free. She is healed.
I want to give Jesus a praise offering. God is still moving. He's still fixing everything. Keep putting her faith in action. So she did that for the first time in many years. They sent her home and the Lord just took her on. So God is fixing that case in front of your eyes. It's not done yet. Miracles are still happening everywhere. There is 4 people here that have a problem with seizures. Run quickly here. 4 people. You've been told that you have seizures. I want you to come here, whether it's a child or a grown person. bring them here very fast. It's four people. Amen. I want you to come here quickly. If you have a child, they told you they have seizures or stuff like that, I want you to bring them here quickly. Amen. And God's going to fix it right now. Brother Joseph, come here quickly for 1 second. Amen. I know some people didn't get radios, so they might have missed what I said.
Alors, il y a quatre personnes qui sont là, ils ont dit qu'on fait mal cardi, ou bien sous qu'on tombe mal cardi, ou mettre levé, passer devant dans un moment ça même.
Come and stand here quickly. The glory of God is here. Come on, choir. The Lord's going to fix that right now. Now, if I call a word of knowledge, you don't come immediately, I'm going to go to something else. Just stand right, I'm going to lay hands on you. Jesus is Lord. By the stripes of Jesus, we're here. Is that the one? Have him stand right here. Yes. Who else? Bring him through quickly. Lift your hands up. I'm coming there to anoint you. Brother Barry, you can be there waiting for me. Bring him on. Bring him on. Caesar, bring him on. No, him. I call for seizures first. Right here. To God be the glory. Will you stay with her, Brother Brandon? Stay with her. I see you talking to me. Open. Seizures go. Seizures go. Seizures go. Jesus, my name. By the stripes of Jesus, you're healed. There is one more. I call for. There is one more. Are you there? You're coming? God bless you. Miracles are still happening. The glory of God is here. To God be the glory. Brother Caesar, what's going on here?
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.